President Trump says he's on a mission to modernize the federal government. He's appointed his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to lead that effort. And yesterday, Trump and Kushner met with leaders from some of the top tech firms in the U.S., including Apple, Amazon, Google, and Microsoft. Here was Apple CEO Tim Cook speaking with the president.
The U.S. should have the most modern government in the world, and today it doesn't. And it's great to see the effort that Jared is putting in working on things that will pay back in 5 and 10 and 20 years.
Which brings us to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Tony Rahm is senior editor of tech policy and politics for Recode. He joins us from Washington. Tony, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And you were there at the White House yesterday. What do we know about what was discussed in this meeting with tech leaders?
Yeah, I was there. It's all about bringing the U.S. government into the digital age. There's long been this belief in Washington, throughout the rest of the country, that the U.S. government's pretty slow to adapt to new technology. Some of the stories that Jared Kushner, the president's top aide and son-in-law, told while he was opening at yesterday's events involved folks at the Pentagon using floppy disks in order to save information, and trouble at the Department of Veterans Affairs that makes it hard for veterans to obtain their medical records. So there's a wide belief throughout government that something has to be done to improve the way the U.S. buys technology, and the Trump administration called on some of the leading technology companies for advice on how to do that.
Did they give any advice? Did they have any solutions?
Oh, they gave a lot of advice. There's a lot of folks in Silicon Valley who want the government to make it easier to buy their products and services. Amazon sells lots of stuff to the U.S. government. So do other companies like Oracle and Intel that were in the room just yesterday. So folks there said that the government had to lower barriers. And then they also asked the White House to address some policy challenges, things that make it hard for them to do business, like high-skilled immigration. You know, tech companies really want the Trump administration to allow them to hire more foreign workers, whereas the president has looked to impose restrictions on immigration. So that was one of the friction points between Trump and the tech industry for a long time. And it's something that came up yesterday as well.
And did we know what the response was from the Trump administration to that issue, to the immigration issue in particular?
Well, generally speaking, the Trump administration told tech companies that it understands their concerns. The president, when he spoke at the end of the day, said he wanted to do his part to help tech companies hire the folks they wanted to hire, which was a bit of a departure from what Trump had said on the campaign trail as he talked about limiting those visas that are awarded to foreign engineers of various sorts. Privately, there was a bit of a clash between Apple CEO Tim Cook and the president over issues like healthcare and immigration. But even there, Trump said at the end of their conversation, according to sources, is that he was exploring comprehensive immigration reform, which came as a bit of a shock to folks who were in the room. But, you know, at the very least, people like Jared Kushner and others told the tech industry that they wanted to work with them on high-skilled immigration.
Do these tech leaders still face the same kind of trouble from back home, let's say, in Silicon Valley, for even going to a meeting like this? We know that Elon Musk from Tesla was not there. He recently stepped down from two of the president's councils in protest.
You know, tech companies definitely face this potential for backlash. There were smaller groups that were organizing protests out in Silicon Valley. They were trying to get their bosses to sit out of this meeting because of some of the things that Trump has said, you know, whether it's about immigration or about climate change. You know, with Elon Musk, it was specifically because of the president's decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement, as he faced protests from some of his own, you know, customers for working with Trump. Elon kept saying, hey, you know, having a seat at the table means I can talk to the president about my views. But after the president didn't listen to him and didn't stay in the climate pact, Elon Musk said he had no choice but to leave and stop advising the president. But I think it's a telling sign that none of the tech companies that were in the room yesterday were willing to confirm their attendance before they appeared there. Hmm. It really read to a lot of us that they were still afraid of being the subject and the target of protests in Silicon Valley by some of their employees who remain as vocal as ever in their opposition to Trump.
Well, what about Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon? I saw a photograph of him sitting, I think, two people away from President Trump. He did not look all that happy. And of course, he just did a big deal, Amazon buying Whole Foods for $13.7 billion. But Trump has attacked him and said he'll go after Bezos for antitrust.
Yeah, that certainly looms over that deal, right? We're talking about the president on the campaign trail who said he would give Jeff Bezos some problems if he became president. And at the time, that was partly related to the fact that Jeff Bezos, in a personal capacity, owns the Washington Post, right, which has written just, you know, a couple stories about the president in recent weeks. At the end of the day, Jeff Bezos and his deal with Whole Foods will have to obtain the government's approval in order to proceed. That'll be handled by folks who aren't this president. And Trump has attacked other deals that have, you know, still gone through, that have been okay, even though he's been opposed to them, like AT&T's bid for Time Warner. But in terms of folks being uncomfortable at the meeting itself, there were photos that make it seem like folks didn't want to be there. But at the end of the day, all of them said that they appreciated working with Trump on modernizing federal government stuff.
That's Tony Rahm, senior editor of Tech Policy and Politics for Recode. Tony, thank you.
Thanks for having me.